Now for a short advert. We host a free Bible talk at Liverpool Central Library, 4th floor, every fortnight. Our next session will commence 1 p.m. Monday, 9th of June, 2025, and the subject matter: In the beginning was the Word, John chapter 1. Then, the next session will be at 1 p.m. on Monday, the 23rd of June, on the subject matter, Bible Doctrine on the Angels. Please visit our socials at https://linktree/BibleLightStand. All welcome. Contact us by email at info@bibleonline.uk. The Comforter. The inspired wise preacher speaks of the vanity of life without the hope that Yahweh provides. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun. And behold the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1. Having no hope, there is no comfort to those who travail in iniquity. Describing Israel whose sins had separated between them and their God, we read, "She hath none to comfort her." And again in the same chapter, "She hath no comforter." And yet again, "For these things I weep. Mine eye runneth down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me." Lamentations chapter 1 verses 2, 9, 16 and 17. Ultimately, Yahweh is the great comforter. And so alienation from him is, by definition, alienation from the source of comfort granted to those who trust in his promises. The prophet Isaiah describes those who are alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and therefore also from the kingdom to come. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." Isaiah chapter 57, verses 20-21. What a desolate situation this is. No peace, no comforter. Troubled like the raging waves of the sea, casting up filthiness and defilement. But even in the most desperate of situations, there is hope for those who would turn to take hold of it. As the disciples of Christ experienced, Messiah is able to calm the troubled sea with but a word. In him we have great comfort and hope as we look to the times of the restitution of all things. Whatever might befall us on our journey, we have an exceedingly great weight of glory awaiting us, if we but hold fast to the things of the Spirit. Christ was thus a great comforter to his disciples in the days of his mortality. Prior to his departure, he promised to send another comforter, the Holy Spirit bestowed upon the faithful, a token of the reality of the gospel message that they were preaching. Joseph and the word that tried him. Ecclesiastes continues, "Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbour. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit." Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 4. In this context, think of Joseph and his brothers. Certain revelations were given to him, which he relayed to his family. They refused to accept them. Three times in one chapter, we are told that they hated him. Genesis chapter 37 verses 4, 5, 8, verse 11 adds, "His brethren envied him. Out of their hatred and envy they delivered him to the Midianites, who sold him into Egypt to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and captain of the guard." Genesis chapter 37 verse 36. Through a collected force of various circumstances, Joseph ended up in prison for a crime he did not commit. His circumstances were dire. The Psalms say, "Whose feet they hurt with fetters, he was laid in iron. Until the time that his word came, the word of Yahweh tried him." Psalm 105, verse 19. There was no human comforter. All he had was the comfort of the Word, the revelations given to him. That Word tried him. His patience and trust in Yahweh were tested. If we ever think we are spiritually alone, remember Joseph in the Egyptian dungeon. Yet the scriptures say twice, Yahweh was with Joseph. Not only was he saved from death in prison, he was raised to a position second only to Pharaoh. Out of prison to reign. Better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. For out of prison he cometh to reign. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. Again, Psalm 142, verse 7. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. Verse 4 of the same psalm. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. No man cared for my soul. Joseph was humanly alone, but Yahweh was with him. He trusted in what was promised. Cain and Abel. Abel brought an offering in harmony with revealed necessity. Cain did not. His works were evil, not a misunderstanding, but willful disobedience. Out of envy, he slew his brother. Abel's name means vanity, yet he was a prophet, according to Jesus. Luke chapter 11, verse 51. He likely bore a message, and such would increase tension with his carnally minded brother. Two are better than one. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9. If two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 11. Yahweh said, It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. A believing husband and wife are heirs together of the grace of life. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Jesus sent his disciples two and two. Mark chapter 6, verse 7. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. David and Jonathan. Exhort one another daily. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. Jonathan arose and strengthened David's hand in God. He reminded him of the promises. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 16-17, Romans chapter 12, verses 10-11. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. The Lord Jesus Christ, the chief priests had delivered him for envy. Mark chapter 15, verse 10. In his time of greatest trial, he had no comforters. Reproach hath broken my heart. I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. Psalm 69, verse 20. My soul is exceeding sorrowful. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. Matthew chapter 26, verse 38. But they slept. Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Ye shall be scattered and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. John chapter 16, verse 32. He endured the cross, despising the shame, for the joy set before him. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Comfort one another with these words. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18. By Brother Christopher.
Maddox.